Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning. Good day. I don't know where you're located. You're listening to Live with Kathy. It is exactly 8:30 a.m. Central Time. And I'm inviting you to call in today because the show is about want a raise, a money raise in your job, don't beg. Call in 347-637-3789. Weigh in. How is your job going? When you go to work, do you give 80%, 90%, or maybe 30, 40%? And yesterday's show was on resignation. Less is more. And those of you that were following my show yesterday, I must apologize. I put down more is less. No, when you're resigning, the less you say, and the more glorious you are about your experience there, however you feel that at some point it's not a fit, and fit for you, F-I-T, that you have to expand your horizons and remember, do not burn any bridges. Really, sit down and meditate about the choices you're going to take. If it's going to be a resignation letter, if you're not happy there, then you have to evaluate, well, what's going on? And then you have to take into consideration you. Because if there is an upset in any area of your life, well, you have to take responsibility for it. Well, who put you there? Your choices. And you all know now that your greatest freedom is that of choice. And your choices will either come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt, to haunt you. So, call in number 347-637-3789. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. How sweet is that? Any topic. By the way, discover what the world has to say. Do you really want to read, I'm a little sidebar here, a book that will reveal to you stories of 14 individuals, not from Hollywood, that traversed through the abyss in their life. They were down in the valley, and they worked their way up to the mountaintop, and they were soaring with eagles. Get the book Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson, AuthorHouse.com. You will not be able to put it down, nonfiction. You can email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, at sbcglobal.net. And if you want to write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And the websites, simplyageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Today's show is rather interesting, isn't it? You want a raise? You don't have to beg for it. You know, why is money? I know it's important. And we've learned all of these money is evil and only the rich get richer. That's by choice. That's by choice. Money, 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 money. I'm thinking of all of the famous people. It's on the news now. A billionaire athlete is going after a company that's defunct. And he has every right to do this. I mean, this has been going on for years. Now, he's a billionaire. And allegedly, he's asking for the settlement to be $10 million. Now, it's none of my business. It's their money. When is more ever going to be enough? Is it power? Is it money? Is it greed? Don't you ever wonder about the politicians? And you're wondering, well, they're so rich. Or this great. Look, they earned it. They earned it. I have no problem with that. Absolutely not. Because you see, you could do the same thing. You live in America. Entrepreneurial. Capitalistic. But the sky's the limit. Even beyond that, you could traverse the world. It's yours for the asking. This is what Emma Curtis Hopkins says. The world will persist in exhibiting before you what you persist in affirming the world is. What's the world to you? Come on, call in. Weigh in on this. 347-637-3789. Have you reached your potential? Now, before we could go on to I want a raise, let's find out about your contribution. What did you contribute? Get a pen and pad out. Write down. Before you even asked for this raise, in your life, in your personal life, your family, your friends, what are you asking? What are you affirming? I know I've heard this expression before, oh, only the rich get richer. Of course they do, because that's what they're affirming. Life responds to your outlook. Did you wake up this morning? Ah, good morning, God. Or is it good God, it's morning? Write this down right now. Get your pen and pad out. Today, I will make this the best day ever. I'll give it to you one more time. You're going to affirm this. Today, August 12th, I will make this the best day ever. Now, just for fun, on another sheet of paper, write down all of the positive thoughts, self-talk, that came into your head. Then, a column alongside of it, all of the negatives. Oh, Michmo Vidit, we shall see. You will be so surprised how the negatives are so habit-forming that you aren't even aware of it until you write it down and you could see that. The majesty of all that mind can do fascinates and delights me. By it, I can accomplish anything. Inner resources manifest themselves on in perfect timing for every occasion I rise to. I have to share with you. I love to write. I simply love to write. And this is about letting go. Once you've completed the dream that you want, the goal that you want. Once you've completed, you've taken the steps, but you have to wait for the end result, let it go. Don't think about it anymore. So you're going to beg for a raise. No, you're not going to beg. You're going to ask. You don't do it spontaneously. You have a plan. And you take the steps, the little baby steps, to mature you so that you're filled with confidence when you go in and ask for a raise. A couple of months ago, the Oh, they hold an expo on aging at the Drury Lane Theater. And they have a writing contest. And this year, last year, I took the bronze on sailing, because you know I'm a speaker on international cruise ships. And this year it was, what event did you participate in that you were hesitant about, but you did, and what did you learn from it? Whoa! And you know, when you get the epiphany to write, you just have to sit down and write. You truly have to sit down and write. There's no argument. So a couple of months ago, I called them and I said, is it too soon to enter my story? And they said no. So I put together the story, and it only had to be 300 words. Excuse me, if you go 301, you are eliminated. Now, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds participate in this. And they only choose 10 finalists. When I mailed it in, now years ago, before I learned how the brain works and how your mind works, I mailed it in, and I would have stewed about it every single day, every single day, every single day. I didn't. I put it in with blessings, and I said, what will be, and I'll learn from it. And then I put it out of my mind. Now, every once in a while, my self-talk, oh, there's a big blimp. Oh, hi there. The sky is blue with a little bit of clouds, and I just looked up, and there's a blimp. Your self-talk, oh, I wonder if I'll be a finalist. And then will I win one of the three prizes? Golds, stop it. You put it out there. Turn it over to the universe. Well, guess what? I got a letter in the mail on Monday. I'm one of the 10 finalists. And I will be going to Drury Lane on August 25th. Now, I'm sharing this with you because I really think of you as my friends. So I want all of you to put the good thought out there that they were so impressed about my story that I stand on the podium with the Olympiads and I take the gold. I take the gold. So I want all of you to send all of your good wishes. You see, Science of Mind says, anything you can dream of is not too great for you to undertake. Don't be afraid. Anything that seems to interrupt my time holds a potential gift for me. Suspend judgment of events. Giving the law that contains my heart's time, my heart's desires, time to do the work. Out of your bloated way. Through the trial and tragedy rising like a bird is a dancer. Always dancing to a tune we've never heard. Save the dancer in all of us. Anything you can dream of is not too great for you to undertake. If it hurts no man and brings happiness and good into your life. Ah, Science of Mind, the power of the mind. Want a raise? I need to ask you a couple of things, and then I'm going to take a break and introduce my partners in Live with Kathy Consortium. Oh, by the way, today is Childhood International Youth Day. I have no idea what that is all about. Let's see. It says page 51. 49, 50. Oh, here it is. Give the children back their childhood. Let the children run and play and skip away on wings of fantasy and dream of what they'll be someday. I honor the child in all of us. laugh and sing and dance on top of a forbidden red hill. That's going to be a book. But let the child, let be childlike, not childless, childish. I love that. Because as we age, most get to be grumps. Ah, that ain't the way we do it. Be childlike, but not childish. You're young only once, but you could stay childish and immature for life. So I celebrate the child, the little person, in all of you. Now let's go back. Do you want a raise? Wait a minute. Do you deserve it? Can you list your contributions to the company? Now, this is what I learned. Early on in my career of the world of fashion, the world of haute couture, the world of classical ballet, the world of expression, I had incredible mentors in the world of fashion. And whenever I would come in to pull a fashion show, one of them would call me over, and I think it was Mr. Rosenthal who said to me one day, "Listen to me, Watsonburg. There's only one person that you keep happy in your world, in your job, whatever your profession is. And that's the person or the company that signs your paycheck." Did you hear that? Are you working for a private entity? Are you working for a corporation? I don't care what it is. If you're taking their money, you better earn it. Because they're signing your paycheck. Do you deserve it? Do you? Can you call in? Let me know. 347-637-3789. And if your job is not a fit for you, and your shower takes an hour and a half, and you're mumbling and grumbling, do the company and the private entity a favor. Change. Change. Change is constant. You just need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Do you want to be part of the consortium? Oh, it's so exciting. I don't know what your business, your service, your product is, but if you want to share it with the world, as one of my partners, I have a 10-week introductory offer. I work with you on your commercial. You're heard 30 to 40 times in the 10 weeks, and you get a half-hour show. It's yours. And it's a marketing tool. You see, radio is a marketing tool. We have to develop you. It's a learning curve. I don't know how good you are, but we'll soon find out. The shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And then click on the date. Click on August 12th. Now, I send you the link, and you listen to your show, and you grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. Where did you grade? Now, you forward the email to your database and ask them to forward it to their email database, and so on and so on and so on. And within minutes, you have circled the world. 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact and Ironworkers, Manly Men, Titans Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a better informed world. Ironworkers, Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove. They hold each other's hand. Impact. To learn more about them, impact-net.com ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International. They are the Dom Perignon of the trades. Do you want a job or a career? Get a career in Ironworkers, but you have to log on ironworkers.org to see if you qualify. I want you to recognize ironworkers as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is my pleasure to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? If you qualify, you're a apprentice, 3 to 4 years. But you get paid, and you're learning. Your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. And then you become a journeyman. Why do I get excited about ironworkers and recognizing them, the similarities, but they're worlds apart, co-creators of art? I married one, and they said it wouldn't last. That's another story. Ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. Oh, I love working out there. I told you I'm doing 30 flights in about 11 minutes and 19 seconds. I'm not going to wear myself out because I will be doing the Oak Brook Terrace. It's 30 flights in January. That's all. You know what I'm going to do? Just take 30 and see if I could cut the time, get it down to 10 minutes or 9 minutes. You know, in 2014, I did Presidential Tower, 50 flights in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. So I have my hole in one. 50 Plus Club, the consortium, is directed by Rika Kuff. You don't have to be bored and lonely. And you could be working. You could be volunteering. You could work from your home. You could start your own home-based business. Anyway, log on heparks.org. And then contact your park district, your senior center, your library. And remember, Toastmasters International. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA, AH Tax at Ameritech.net. Ask him any question. He shall be delighted to work with you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Tua, the world of Tua. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Log on www.spaamazing.com. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into our body. Do you want, you know, when you look in the mirror, do you feel good? Do you really feel good about you? You're going to learn more and more about Tua Viso. I have the unit. But we're going to give you beyond that. You're going to learn how to acupressure your body to release the toxins. This is the Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Edith Nam. Her marvelous book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Do you want to be a CEO of your own home-based business? Call me at 847-882-8717. The PSAs, brought to you by People Who Care, the contributing authors in Choices. Elder abuse. Domestic, verbal, emotional. Could be tragic, even deadly. Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline, 877-863-6338. National is 800-799-7233. Con and scam artists, oh, they're pros at what they do. Promising a solution to a problem. Companionship for lonely hearts. Thank you, ARP, the Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. 800-646-2283. They want your money. That's all they want, is your money. No. Thank you, contributing authors Chuck Brazelton, Rhea Schmidt, Kathy Watson, In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sister. So now, darlings, you want a raise. Don't beg. Ask nicely. But then I want you to do your homework first. You're going to write down what you did. I don't know why men get paid more money than women. I really don't know. First of all, make your research precise. It's not enough to know the average market rate for your job nationwide. Know your local area. Know where you fall on the spectrum of qualified candidates. Research. How valuable are you to the company? Oh, I have to tell you something. Most people, when they think about asking for a raise, they compare it to the painful root canal or going to the dentist. But are you worth it? What did you do? What did you do? Did you listen carefully to your boss's goals? Oh, by the way, the art of conversation lies in listening. Saying, I need more money is a win-loss. You win, your boss loses. You need to make your raise into a win-win. Use the language of your boss's goals to explain what's assets. What did you do for the company? Listen carefully. Don't jeopardize the relationship. There's a point where bargaining starts eroding your relationship with your boss, or worse, leads to retaliation. If you're approaching that line, stop. All you need to do is say, when can we meet again? I need to understand your priorities better. You know, I really value this company, and I want us to be sure that we're on the same page. Confidence comes. Now, if you're in a meeting and it's not going the way, then you really have to really stop. And you have to use the same language and be on the same page as your employer. If one of the goals is to increase the number of clients, well, you want to give them the outline. Well, this is how my work did work, my ideas, and this is what I have planned for the future. Projecting confidence during performance reviews also helps. Confidence is something you can refine at every age of your career. It's what gets you promoted or recognized or gives people faith that you will carry the organization forward. Keep the person happy that's signing your paycheck. What contributions? What do you have planned for the future? But what if you do everything right and your boss still says no? This is what you need to do. Just be quiet. Just be quiet after he says no. If you wait, that person has to fill the silence. If he or she says, I can't do it, the company is in trouble, then you learn that. You have an option to say, look, I hear you. We can meet in a couple of months to discuss this a little bit more. Don't shut the door. Don't. Bridges. And remember, what are you giving back to the company? What strategies do you have? Until tomorrow, au revoir.